Colleen from the United Way joins us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. And we get ready for things that are going on. One of the things we want to talk about for United Way is the United We Sweat. That's always a thing. Winter time, things kind of slow down, but you want to maintain that healthy activity, right?
Absolutely. And I feel like after last night with all the candy, if your guys' candy bags look like my daughter's, it was pounds of candy I feel like we left with last night. So yeah, United We Sweat is a free program. We offer free high-quality fitness programs at pop-up locations around the county. So you can work off all those extra calories that I'm sure you all are eating from your kids' Halloween candy from last night. So yeah, you can visit us at unitedwesweat.org. You can put in your zip code and it will triangulate your location and find the nearest pop-up locations to you. There are activities such as indoor walking clubs, which are going to be happening since the winter season is now upon us with all of this snow happening all over the place. We have yoga, we've got Zumba, we've got Pilates, we've got, you know, lots of different activities you can get involved in. So just definitely giving the call out ties right into our education and health initiatives at United Way. So definitely check out that website. Find some friends, get out, get physically active, and stay healthy.
It's a good way to sort of test out these different sort of physical activity trends, mm-hmm. right? And keep
Absolutely.
Yourself sort of going on as well.
Yeah, but, and I think we find it hard, you know, through the holiday seasons and it's cold outside and just to be be physically active and find high quality programs in your location. So yeah, it's a great way to tie that in. And again, have that sense of community, make some new friends and be physically active together.
Colleen Waltz with United Way joining us this morning. Let's talk about the UCAN initiative. What's that all about?
Yeah, so I'm actually very passionate about this. This is our financial stability impact initiative that we have at United Way. What it is, it's the United Community Assistance Network. UCAN is what it stands for. What it is it's a stipend that we have at United Way that we help families in the community that are experiencing a short-term financial crisis. So car breaks down, medical co-pays, utility assistance, rental assistance. If you meet income guidelines, you want to reach out to us and we can help you financially afford those things so your life doesn't get derailed from a crisis that you're experiencing. So I think I'm very passionate about it. I've seen it help folks, you know, that are really, you know, could be devastated from a short-term crisis, that we're able to step in, help alleviate that payment for them and get them back on their feet so they don't lose their jobs, they don't lose, how they're saving for their retirements, things like that. So we've been using it a lot recently since the floodings that we had, probably what, a couple months ago, I think, at this point. So we've been utilizing those funds there to be able to get people, you know, back up on their feet so they can, be financially savvy.
How quick of a turnaround is that? Because you would see somebody needs something to be paid. They come mm-hmm. to you. What kind of forms and what kind of timeline do you expect?
Yeah, absolutely. So it depends. We triage every single call and inquiry we get for those funds. So we understand that there are things that are in a timely manner that we are diligent to be able to get those done and as soon as quickly as possible. What you're going to want to do is, if this speaks to you, is go to youcanapply.org. You're going to put in your area code. It's going to give you the nearest agency that we work with. We have 8 that are scattered throughout the county, but you can also apply online and get all the guidelines and things that we could also pay for there.
So you get them in crisis. I suppose maybe sometimes they probably may come back and tell you how much well you've been able to help out.
Absolutely
sometimes.
Right. We get a lot of our stories through that and another program we're going to talk about in a minute. But yeah, we get a lot of the stories that we share with the community through UCAN and through our tax prep program. So it's really our boots on the ground programming to be able to help people become financially stable and remain stable. So, you know, life is unexpected. And I think we all know someone that something could be a catastrophic situation for them that could derail everything in their lives. And for us to be able to step in and help them out, you know, I think we all, you know, need that hand up in a time of need. So we're able and very grateful to be able to provide that for the community.
We often hear about collaborations, and here's another case where you talk about where you can steer these people in the right direction to the different groups in the county that serve these people.
Absolutely right. Yeah. So like I said, we work with 8 different local agencies. One, I live in Oberlin, so Oberlin Community Services is a UCAN provider. So you can actually go into their establishment, let them know what you're looking for, and they can be able to triage and get you hooked up with a case manager. And like I said, we have 8 of those locations across the county. So again, you're going to want to go to ucanapply.org, but you're exactly right. 211 is another plug too. So if you're looking for assistance and you need help, you want to pick up the phone and dial 211 any time of the day or night, and they'll be able to get you resources like UCAN, what we're talking about right now, but also many others available too.
Well, you somewhere snuck in the word tax prep in this past part of the conversation.
I
Let's
did.
Sort of focus on that, getting volunteers mm-hmm. ready, and also how that helps people in financial situations.
Yes, it's also a program I'm very passionate about. So last year was my first time ever volunteering in our VITA free tax prep program that we have at United Way. And again, it's our boots on the ground. You're really speaking face-to-face with people, hearing their life stories, getting them connected to resources. So I'll back up a second what free tax prep is. It's a free community-wide program that's offered from United Way. It's completely volunteer-based, which is phenomenal. What we do is we prepare with our volunteers your state and federal taxes. It alleviates you from being able to pay for a pricey, very often very pricey, tax preparation service that you have. So it's open up to families that make a household income of $60,000 or less. I'll be honest and candid with you that most of the families that take advantage of this make about $25,000 a year. So if you can imagine folks that need those hard-earned dollars in their pockets and then to have to pay for an expensive service to do their taxes, it's just a really great way to alleviate that cost for them, and we can do it for free. So you're going to want to reach out to us. We're going to start doing the tax season in January and February as well, all the way through April. We even do post-season tax prep, so we're in the thick of that right now, helping folks after the season. So if you are listening in and you are interested in volunteering, like I said, it is a phenomenal program to hear the stories of your neighbors, you know, people in need that really depend on this resource. And a really cool thing for us as staff at United Way and other volunteers that take advantage of this program is when you hear a family come in that's looking for rental assistance, looking for food assistance, that's looking for child care, and things that you're able to help them provide hope for, that's what makes this worthwhile to me. So many times I'm talking to a family that has many W-2s, or there may be a transient location family, or they're just looking for resources. They lack transportation. They lack child care. They lack food assistance. And to be able to say, you know what, here's 211 information. I know that there's a, you know, food pantry in the area that can help you. And just to see the hope in their eyes just come back and just feel like they're resilient, and we're able to help them in that time of need. So if this speaks to you, we would certainly love to have you volunteer with us. Again, you can reach out to us anytime at United Way of Greater Lorain County. Go to our website, uwlorainecounty.org. You can go to the Get Involved tab, and under the volunteer area is all the free tax prep information. You can also call us. We're in the office Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. We're at 440-277-6530. So we'd love to have you be a part of this.
Now, Colleen, before you go, we need to ask. It's sort of like Survey Wednesday. Bruce and I have talked when we were growing up, sometimes for Halloween, somebody might put a penny or a nickel in the bag or a little box of raisins. What kind of things did your daughter get last night?
Oh, gosh. So she, I will tell you, myself and her dad are big Reese fans. So we kind of confiscate the Reese's from the get-go. But she got a lot of, like, glow sticks. That was really popular last night for us. She got a lot of, like, spider rings and some jewelry. I will share with you, we got one bag of veggie chips, which I, who is that family?
Well, it's very healthy, isn't it?
It is healthy, but, you know, Halloween, it's, I don't think she's going to want the veggie chips. I don't think that's what she was after, but yeah, it was a good time. A lot of jewelry, so the glow sticks, holiday things.
What was her costume?
She was Elsa from Frozen. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a popular one.
Okay.
And I will give a quick shout out.
I'm not blaming her for the cold or anything like that.
Bruce was just frozen.
I was just frozen, right, for the most part.
Well, when it started to snow, a family even said, Elsa, you brought the snow with you. So it was very cute. She felt very empowered.
Anyway, right?
Of course it doesn't.
For sure. Well, that is great. Well, we enjoy you. Did you or your husband dress up? Like you know, a lot
we
of times
did.
There's a little bit of a theme going on. I had a skeleton family visit me.
Oh, that was it us? Because we dressed up as skeletons. Oh, we had the skeleton onesies with the glow-in-the-dark bones. So, yeah, that's what we wore.
Wow, that's good. I was just dressing up as a Browns fan. I had that.
Isn't that every day?
Well, sure, exactly, for the most part, too. Well, thanks for stopping in this morning. If people want to find out more, they can always get to you, uwlorainecounty.org, get some good information on what's happening with United Way. Lots going around.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you see a little free library, wipe off the snow, right? Clear them up for all those things that are around the area, too. But lots going on with United Way, and always fun to have you stop in.
Yeah, it's great to see you, but thank you so much.
Colleen Waltz joining us from the United Way of Greater Lorain County this morning.